Welcome to Learner on Learning. I'm Dr. Howard Lerner, Superintendent of Bergen County Technical Schools, and today we're talking about adult education programs in Bergen County. Our guests today are Vic Lynch, Principal of Bergen County's Adult Education Program in Hackensack, and Alexa Markell, our Placement and Career Counselor. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Mr. Lynch, why don't you start by giving the viewers a little bit of information about the programs offered by the Adult Education Program.
Okay, and I'll begin with our full-time day program, which is a post-secondary program, which means the students coming in qualify for financial aid. We're known primarily for the trades. We have a full-time electrical, HVAC, and plumbing program. And we also have a business program for people looking for an entree into the business world. And that's the foundation of the school. But beyond that, we have an evening program as well. The foundation of that would be our apprenticeship program. And at this point, we have 240 apprentices.
Wow.
And just for a little perspective, in 2017, we had 95. So we've really been able to build that up.
And I want to talk a little bit more about that a little later on.
Okay.
But that's great. So we have four trades full-time during the day. And then what is it, like a part-time program at night?
Part-time. So students will come for 144 hours a year for 4 years. So that's just practically the way it works out. The plumbers are usually there on Mondays and Wednesdays from 6 to 9, and then the electricians Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the HVAC, which is the smallest program, is not quite as organized in that sense. They're, they could come on a Monday and Wednesday or a Monday and a Thursday.
Okay. But excellent. And who's eligible to enroll in our programs, and kind of what is the steps of the process?
So for the daytime program, really anybody that has a high school diploma or an HSC, regardless of the age, can enroll in the program.
HSC.
HSC, high school equivalency, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Alexa, you could probably speak more clearly.
So for admissions process for the full-time day specifically, we usually try to get them in on Wednesdays. We have Wednesdays every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. We do information sessions where people from the public can come in, tour the facility, learn about all the full-time day programs we have to offer. And after that, you just fill out an application. Your name goes on the list, and then we'll let you know when the next enrollment period is. But if you want to commit to that, you'll have to put a $100 deposit down, and you'll have to give us a copy of your high school diploma or your HSE, which is the high school equivalent.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the financials as it relates to the adult education program?
Yeah, for financial aid, we only offer it for full-time day programs. Because it won't, federal grants won't, and state grants won't cover part-time students. So you can only get it as a full-time student, so it's just the four trades. And we do offer Pell grants, so it depends on what you're, eligible for based on, financial situations. And then on top of that, you can take out, public loans from anywhere. And we have a financial aid officer on our staff.
Oh, great.
That can meet with the students and help them through that process, filling up the FAFSA and all that, stuff.
Mr. Lynch, how's our enrollment in the day and evening programs?
It's been it's been very good. We right now the most popular trade is electrical. We're filled up now. We have a new class starting in January, and that class is full. We just started a large plumbing group was that the end of September?
They started in November, actually.
Oh, they started in November.
Yeah, they've only been here for a month. But.
And after the group before that graduated, I think we have about 19 guys in there right now, and we'll be topping that off in the winter. And we shoot for 25 per program, and you always have two groups in there. The group that we're working on now is the business program. And, after speaking with our accrediting agency, the COE, the Commission on Occupational Education, we believe that having a virtual program is going to be best for enrollment.
Oh, okay. So excellent.
We're going through that process now. We gotcha. Think we'll fill that up.
Excellent. According to the labor data, there's a shortage of incoming skilled laborers in Bergen County. What are we doing to address this, if anything?
Well, it's because we are in a position to help with that. Mm-hmm. So our primary job is to get the name of our school out there, which we've done in a number of ways. One of them is TV advertising.
Okay. And I was going to ask that question.
We notice a real increase in calls. Mm-hmm. In addition to putting ourselves out there for possible careers in Hollywood, it's a good way of it's a good way of attracting students. And Alexa, I know you've been involved in a lot of the other means of trying to get our name out there.
So we've been trying a lot more to go to high schools, go to college fairs, get our name out there, because we like to go as the trade school because it's always an option. You know, everyone doesn't have to go to college, so we try to stress that when we go to these college fairs.
Yep.
And then also me and Dr. Hoa have been trying to get more of a social media presence. So recently, the last couple of years, we make sure to go into the classrooms when we have a guest in there, take pictures. Just this week, we had Steve from Ream come in. We got some pictures of the guys learning to do tankless water heaters. So we got a couple pictures of that.
That's fantastic. Social media is where it's at these days, right? That's great. Now, do we send out like brochures or about our programs?
Yeah, we have a brochure that we do because we have the catalog, which is, really big. But we have a smaller one just for the full-time day program, which is just a quick catalog.
Gotcha.
I mean, quick brochure. And we try to, pass that out as much as possible to the, college, the high school students. When we go to the job fairs, just, pass them out.
So we have both. We have a catalog with all the programs, and then we have a brochure with the day programs. Mm-hmm. Excellent. That's good. Where are students going when they complete your program?
Entry-level positions with local contractors.
Are we connected to a lot of businesses?
We are. Yeah. And, again, the one who really maintains that database is Alexa.
Yeah. We have, we're getting good partnerships. I mean, we've had the one with Reiner for a long time, which is our HVAC partnership.
Uh-huh.
They like to take our students and do an internship with them towards the end of the program. And most recently, we did one with Bergen-Newbridge Medical Center.
Oh, great.
Which is a great one. I mean, it's just right across
great
the street
partner.
Here.
Yep.
And we have our electrical and our students go into that one and some of our plumbing as well. And it's turned out really well. We get good feedback with them.
Terrific. What is now I'm going to get back to Mr. Lynch. You were talking about apprenticeship.
Yes.
First of all, for the audience, can you explain the difference between an internship and an apprenticeship?
Yes. The internship is for the current full-time day students. They're not finished with school yet, but we seek to get them out into the workforce, and there are a large number of local contractors who could really use that type of help. It's a win-win for everyone involved. So the intern is still going through school. They're not quite ready to be employed full-time yet. Mm-hmm. So the final part of their educational program is to actually be out there in the field. And for us, we do in the final 4 to 6 weeks of the program, we have them out there 4 days a week, and they come back for 1 day a week. And the theory that they'll get on that day enhances what they've been learning as an intern. The apprenticeship program is for professionals in the field already, however long they may have been out there.
I see.
We have some guys coming in that have really just been getting started, than others who've been out there a number of years. The 4 years of being an apprentice, plus a fifth year, which we call the journeyman year, all leads to them being able to take the state test to be a licensed professional. And once they're a licensed professional, they can open their own business or they can find a more lucrative position in some of these very large companies.
So tell me a little bit about the evolution of the apprenticeship program, because you had mentioned very few students were doing apprenticeships, and now we have about 240 students doing apprenticeships. So what changed over the years?
There's that. It's twofold. The reason for that success is twofold. We'll start on our end. We've been advertising it very, very aggressively. And our apprenticeship coordinator, Jim Karpowicz, often will go to some of the large supply houses and sit there at a table. Usually that's about 6 o'clock in the morning. And he will talk with contractors coming in. We've really discovered the beauty of QR codes. They take out their phones. They will scan our QR code and have all the apprenticeship program information on their phone. And the other half of that, all due credit to the state. Governor Murphy has a very positive workforce development policy. And contractors looking for state contracts have to have an apprentice. And, in our experience, has been a good way of bringing young people into the trades. Mm-hmm. And of getting local contractors to call us, saying, I want to sponsor an apprentice. How do I do that? I think between those two factors explains the 250% growth in the last few years.
Right. Talk to me a little bit about when the pandemic hit, and kind of how that affected the adult ed program versus now a few years out from the pandemic. Did it affect the adult school in any way, shape, or form?
It did have a big effect on a lot of the courses that we offer, let's say for the hobbyist, the homeowner. Mm-hmm. We have a very nice electrical and plumbing class that helps homeowners with some of the simple tasks, so they don't have to bring those really emptied out. Some of the computer classes that we had in the evening really emptied. It did not have a big impact on the apprenticeship program.
On the day programs and
little bit, but not too bad. I was prepared for the worst, and it really didn't materialize because we started to see people who saw the pandemic as an opportunity to leave the job they never liked and pursue something that they've always wanted to do.
Right.
So there was some impact, but it was not significant.
Got it. And what are the plans? What's our future plans for the adult ed program, beyond 2024, now that we're going into that year?
One of the facts that we can't ignore as we do research about the workforce, and even on a colloquial level where we're getting calls from people, is manufacturing. Mm-hmm. Right now there are approximately 30,000 manufacturing jobs open in New Jersey. And there was research done by Deloitte and the Manufacturing Institute. By 2030, the expectation is there'll be 2.1 million open manufacturing jobs in the U.S. And with that research, with the calls we're getting, I'll say even just last week in a casual discussion with an alum from one of the high schools in our district who works for Covanta and does their hiring, she said, I'm desperate. Yeah. She said, the only reliable place I have to go right now to find people who know how to do machining is the military.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because, as you know, we also have, five high schools here at Bergen County Technical Schools. And one of the big programs we just created in one of our new high schools, Applied Tech High, is advanced manufacturing. And that program is always filled.
Yes.
And it seems to be something that's very, very popular with students. So that would be great if we move into that specific area.
And there's a yes. And with Alexis' hard work, we always have an enormous list of contractors looking for people to work.
Yeah. It's going pretty well right now.
Is
it? We're doing pretty well with placement. And we're getting a lot of new contractors that are coming. I mean, we just had our advisory boards a couple weeks ago, and our HVAC advisory board had, I want to say, like 8 contractors that came.
Really?
And participated.
So do you have separate advisory boards for each field?
Yeah, one for each of the full-time day programs.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Is there anything we didn't talk about today that you would like to just mention?
There is one, and this is the second biggest part of our evening program, is the home inspection program. Home inspection, the people who do that are people who've been in the field for years and years. They get to be my age and can't go crawling through ducts anymore. It gets harder and harder to get on your back and slide underneath equipment.
At 45, you can't get on.
That's right. It's amazing how early that happens. 45. And this is and with that expertise, I mean, the job of the inspector is to make sure that local homes and businesses are safe, and they have the decades in the field and can spot potential problems very quickly. And we usually have a good 100 people a year going through this program, and there's a big need for it.
Excellent. Alexa, can you just tell us and tell the audience how to get in touch with you or the program?
We do the information sessions every Wednesday, but our main extension is 2288 that they can call.
What's the actual phone
number? Oh, that's good. That's a good question. Yeah. It's 201-343-6000. And then extension 2288 is the main extension we have. And
excellent.
Direct your car to whatever. But we try to get some people to just come and visit our campus, because I think that's our highest selling point. Just and come and see it.
They could also go to our website at bergen.org.
Yeah.
And just click on adult education and they'll see it.
Take us right to us.
Okay. Terrific. Well, I want to thank you both, Mr. Lynch and Ms. Markell, for taking the time to have this discussion with us today and for sharing some of these incredible opportunities being made available to the adults in Bergen County.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, yeah. We look forward to the future education in the adult world. And to the listeners, thank you for joining us for this episode of Learner on Learning.